We now come to this week's third feature, written by regular contributor Derek James. He introduces a history book about the trademarks of medieval Norwich merchants. Derek's feature is read by Elaine Smith.
The writing is on the wall, so to speak. This is one of the most unusual and fascinating history books about Norwich and the medieval merchants who left their mark on the city. And it takes us back in time to tell the stories behind the medieval logos, which are some of the earliest examples of company logos. Settle down with the new Logo Rewind, Trademarks of Medieval Norwich. It is a memorable journey and a statement of pride in the richness and depth of Norfolk's material culture. The evidence is there. The marks have survived, but what do they mean? Who do they represent? And just where are they? This book from the UEA Publishing Project, in collaboration with Creative UEA, features the work of designer, researcher and educator Darren Leader, who has painstakingly collected and digitally remade more than 200 of these trademarks. He explores so well the history of these marks, which were emblems stamped onto the goods and carved into the facades, beams and windows of buildings across the city. During the 14th, 15th and 16th centuries, Norwich was a centre of regional and continental trade, with products defined by these merchants' marks. Each one had to be different from its competitor and distinguishable by a mostly illiterate population. The marks were used to indicate craftsmanship by stonemasons, saddlers, cutlers and goldsmiths, and by city artisans such as woolen and tapestry weavers, drapers, tanners, grocers, bakers and brewers. Many of them remain carved above door frames, engraved in stone, or rendered in stained glass inside churches and on gravestones to this day. Logo Rewind is a great opportunity for Norwich to reconnect with this historical past. John Gordon, academic lead, Creative UEA, said, "In creating this book, Darren Leader has digitally remade 200 trademarks from medieval Norwich. These early logos are strikingly modern and testament to the spirit of creativity that has always characterised our fine city. We hope that this book is a springboard for future research and that it will appeal to and bring the subject matter to a diverse audience through a range of events, exhibitions and workshops," he said. The launching of the book will be accompanied by a touring exhibition at the Enterprise Centre on the UEA campus. Merchants' marks can be found at city centre locations including Colgate, Cinema City, St John Maddermarket Church, the Museum of Norwich and Strangers Hall. The Book Hive on London Street in Norwich have commissioned their own bespoke merchant's mark, which is painted on front of the shop, and there is a display of the marks on the Gerald's window in Exchange Street. The book, which costs £35, is on sale in both shops.